Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I want to make a short video here to introduce my new article this week. The title is How to Warm Up Your Unaffectionate Wife. It's a two-part series. In this video, I'm going to introduce part one. In the next video, I'll introduce part number two. The article in the Good Men Project is titled How to Warm Up Your Unaffectionate Wife. And there's three tips I give in this article. It's three mistakes, actually, I go over. The three mistakes that men make in trying to get more affection, to get the affection they want. And the overview of these three mistakes are, number one, that your affection isn't real. Now, this is a deep one. This is not just a shallow, be nice to her, right? Don't be a meanie. Not that. This is a deep dive. When I talk to a guy and he's not getting affection, and I ask a very simple question, and I ask, when you're giving her affection, is it coming with strings attached? Is it coming with expectations? Is it coming from a place of fear or even doubt that you actually love her? And a lot of times it is. A lot of times when we're giving affection, we're giving it from a place of doubt and fear. We're not even sure of our own love and adoration of her. And sometimes we have high expectations that if we give it, we're going to get something back right away. And a woman can smell that crap on you immediately. I say it's better to give no affection if it's not coming from a true place of love and adoration. If you have doubts about how you feel about her, or if you have an agenda for giving affection, thinking you're going to get something back right away, don't give affection at all. Make sure your affection is coming from a place of true love without strings attached. That's number one. Number two is what I call intellectual warfare. This is when you get into an argument, a discussion of any type. It could be a seemingly benign conversation that's getting heated because there's a difference of opinion. And then all of a sudden, some guys, some smart guys, as I say, this was my go-to trick, go to logic. Go to your intellect, go to rationality, and try to weave an argument and make her step on landmines that make her look stupid, or at least make her think you think she's stupid. That is the very worst thing you can do besides the number one tip, not meaning your affection. Number two is intellectual warfare, trying to make her look or feel stupid with an argument. Don't do that. The third tip is what I call interrogation. And this is similar to the article I introduced a week or so ago about the hummingbird husband. Interrogation is the category of whiny questions. These are the questions that we come up with from a place of fear and insecurity and uncertainty. Questions like, where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Who are you texting? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? What can I do to make you happy? You know, that energy, as I've said before, is this buzzing hummingbird annoying energy. There is no way a woman can be affectionate. Even though you're insecure and you're a little needy right then, and I've been there, I know, the best thing you would want is a hug or even sex, right? That affection would calm you down and make you feel better. But this tip number three is all about what it does to her when we're in that interrogation mode, when we're asking whiny questions that makes her distrustful and doubtful and fearful. Now, I know that you and I will feel better when we're feeling distrust and doubtful and fearful. We will feel better with a hug and affection and closeness, but she won't. When we're feeling those things, she feels those things, and the last thing she needs is to get close and to hug. What she needs is to feel your emotional strength. She needs to feel your security in yourself, your own confidence in yourself. It's not a two-way street, and I know I've talked about that before. Anyway, those are the three tips I want to give you for this. Go click on the article to read the rest of it. What I'd like you to do, I'm putting a link down there too that takes you straight to my application page. Because one thing I've heard three times this week as I talk to men on the telephone, guys who call me for the first time, and I hear it over and over again, is this 60 or 90 minute phone call has been the most powerful thing that's happened to me in 6 months. And I'll tell you, I've been in therapy, we've been in marriage counseling for 6 months, and we're doing all this work, and I haven't heard the things I heard on this phone call, I haven't felt the things I feel right now. And in 60 or 90 minutes, these guys are feeling like they got more value out of a free phone call than they have in 6 months of dabbling in the art of trying to get along. I want to tell you some things nobody's told you before. So go down there and fill out an application and just send me a part of your story. Let's have a conversation. I'll crack a beer with you. Thanks a lot. Have a great week. Bye-bye.